Senate Bill 10 would ban what are medically known as dilation and evacuation abortions in West Virginia. While physicians say D&E abortions are common across the country, testimonies given before the state Senate said those abortions are actually rare in West Virginia. Physicians also testified it is one of the safest abortion options. But during a public hearing on the bill Monday morning, five people spoke in favor of banning the practice, calling the technique gruesome. Senate Bill 10 requires doctors performing these types of abortions euthanize the fetus before dismemberment. Karen Cross is the political director for National Right to Life and supports the bill.
There are at least 12 studies which have been done by the abortion industry that show maternal safety is not compromised as a result of providing a feticidal agent prior to abortion. Dismemberment of a live, fully formed baby in the second trimester may be the standard of care for abortionists. However, for regular medical practice, many OB-GYNs report that there is no medical emergency that requires dismembering a living baby.
But Sharon Lewis, executive director for the Women's Health Center of West Virginia, says the bill interferes with the patient-doctor relationship.
It is a fact that restricting access to safe abortion care leads desperate women to risk death to end an unwanted pregnancy. I believe that it would be a beautiful thing if all of the so-called right-to-life advocates would expend the energy that they're currently placing on restricting abortion on improving the lives of the abused child, the hungry child, the neglected child, or the orphan child.
Delegate Joe Ellington is the House's Health Committee Chair, and he's also a practicing OBGYN.
There's pros and cons to both sides of it. One part is terminating a fetus that's alive before it is extracted by the procedure that the sponsors are trying to eliminate. It does affect the standard of care that's currently in place with the medical profession. From an obstetrician standpoint, I'm going to have to balance that with what the opponents are willing to do.
Members of the House Health Committee could take up Senate Bill 10 as soon as today. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.